Hello, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. It's Samantha here. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Megan, I had a word with the finance department. First of all, I'm so sorry for, you know, being MIA. I wasn't feeling well, so I just came back today, and I had a word with the finance department. There's a good news, and then there is a bad news. Let me go with the good news first. They agreed on a partial refund of 50%, which you proposed. However, when we try to initiate the refund, because the payment is 6 months older, the refund is not going through the merchant. So that is an actual problem. Now, since we have agreed and we are on the same page, the worst case scenario or the issue or the concern that we're facing right now is that the payment is too old to be refunded. And looking at that situation, Megan, I'm again thinking that just give me 10 working days and let us have the book live, and that's it. You do not need to work with us on any other project. The concerns that you highlighted to me regarding the manuscript, the hyphen concerns, they were legit. Other than that, the spacing that you're talking about, I personally sat with the person that was formatting the file, and the font style is a bit different, and that's the reason why the spacing is seeming a bit odd. That's because of the letters and the font style that we have selected for the book. So there are a lot of spaces where it might seem that there's an additional space, but the space is not there. I actually asked the team to record that and send it to you so that you can, you know, ensure that there are no extra spaces or anything. Regarding the hyphens, I did see the inconsistency in that, so I asked them to fix that. So I do have the corrected file. If you allow me, I'll share that. Megan, it's just going to get prolonged. So I was suggesting let me handle this personally. I'm not sending you over to the project manager or anything. I will ensure everything being done in front of my own eyes so that there are no issues or hassles.
Okay, I appreciate that. That font is not good, and I would like to redo it. And frankly, I appreciate the 50%. I know that a check could be written. There are a lot of other ways that I could get that refund money. I work with a lot of people that we often have to refund, so I'm happy to work with you in figuring out how to get at that refund. I do not want to publish this book, so I would like to figure out how we can make the refund happen. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, all right. If that's the case, see, Megan, I'm being transparent with you. If you still want to move forward with the alternate route, what's going to happen now is that I'm going to go ahead and I will have a discussion with the finance department in order to initiate a refund through an alternate method or an alternate route. I'm telling you upfront, Megan, and this is on a recorded medium, but I really don't care because I need to paint a transparent, a crystal clear picture in front of you. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. Since it's an alternate route, and usually they do not use any kind of alternate routes. They usually use the merchant to actually process the refund. So I'm telling you already that they're going to take a lot of time. So you'll have to be patient if you're moving forward with this. I was thinking of go ahead.
I'm happy to be patient, but I would like a timeline because, and I understand you were sick, things happen, but this seems to happen a lot. I'm always left hanging. I have to keep reaching out, and I don't appreciate that. So let's make a date that we can touch base, and I'm happy to be patient. And, it really shouldn't take more than 10 working days to get a refund. So if you are an experienced company, writing a check and sending it snail mail, that won't take that long. So I'm happy to work with you. But I need some good faith that I'm going to get responded, and this is going to happen in the next couple weeks.
Of course. Let me just give you a set date as to when I can get back to you with the proper resolution. How about Wednesday the 12th?
That sounds great.
Okay. So I will touch base with you, and I'll let you know what they say. Again, Megan, I have been working here, and obviously this is my bread and butter, but I need to warn you again that they are going to prolong things. And I just wanted your case to get resolved and, you know, be over with. Because I know that you, it's a lot of hassle for you and it's frustrating for you to, you know, continue going in circles. And I don't want to do that, honestly. That's the only reason why I wanted you to have this resolved. And I understand what you're saying. So let me just touch base on the 12th, which is Wednesday, and I'm going to call you at 1 o'clock my time, if that's good for you.
Okay, could you please send me an email saying that, you know, we agreed on the 50% refund, you're talking to the finance committee, and that you will call me at 1 p.m. Wednesday? So
yes.
I could have it in email. That would be really helpful for me.
Sure thing. Let me go ahead and do that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.